If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by two of the agents from Allure Realty, Miss Colony Reeves and Miss Anne Sophie Petit.
Fair.
It's like Petit Fair, right? Petit Fair. Mm-hmm. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. I'm just super excited for everything that's going on, and the response has been amazing. The love that's been shown has been amazingly overwhelming. So I'm just taking it all in.
Well, listen, Selling Tampa, we're here. I mean, congrats are in order. Number one show on Netflix, ladies. Number one.
Crazy, right?
I mean, as you guys take it all in, like, has it hit you yet? You know what I mean? Has it hit you? Like, do you have the number one show you've premiered now?
It has not hit me yet.
I think it's slowly hitting me, just slowly but surely. I think it's hard because it happened so sudden. It's hard to really get our heads wrapped around it all.
Yeah.
How did you guys get here? Like, how did you each start? I know Colony, your father, had something to do with it. Like, how did you guys each start in real estate?
Yeah, for me, I was literally at a really, really weird place in my life. I had graduated college and I didn't know what I wanted to do at all. And I was battling some personal things too. And I went to my parents literally crying, like, I have no idea what I want to do. I'm depressed. Like, I'm not making any money. I was teaching at the time, or trying to be a teacher at the time. And I just didn't feel fulfilled. And so my dad was like, hey, why don't you try real estate? He's always dabbled into real estate. He owns a lot of investment properties. So he's like, I think you'll be really good at real estate. You're from Tampa. So just give it a shot. He's like, I'll pay for the real estate class. I'll pay for everything. I just want you to be healthy, mentally healthy. And just, I want you to be happy. So I did it and I haven't looked back.
What about you, Anne?
So I actually came from the corporate background. So I worked as a property accountant. I was doing accounting for a real estate investment trust company. And in the process, the checks were coming across my desk and I got to see the kinds of commission checks we were cutting. And that kind of like, and also simultaneously, I was hitting a place in my career where I was so good at my job, I was getting bored. And I decided to explore the other side of real estate.
I love it. So you guys are working at the Allure Group. You're in real estate, making money. How did you first hear about the fact that the Allure Group was going to be part of this reality show on Netflix? Was it Sherelle who told you, or how did you guys first hear about it?
I think we kind of all found out at the same time. Yeah, we all found out at the same time.
We were all pretty involved in the process. During the whole process from interviewing and all of that good stuff. So we found out, I think Sherelle found out shortly before us, and the producers shared the good news with us all in the same setting.
Yeah.
Were you guys really excited? Like, did you have any reservations? You know, like reality TV, it's not for everybody. And do you have any reservations?
It's for us. We were made for this. It literally came so naturally to us. I mean, I think back on it and I'm like, we were really made for this. We were super excited. I cried when they told us, like.
Well, you guys both answered in tandem very quickly. So it obviously is for you guys. What about, you know, like we've seen from like Selling Sunset and the Oppenheim Group, like we all know there's other agents that work in the Oppenheim Group as well as Allure Realty. You know, it's a real place of business. Was this like Game of Thrones? Like, did everyone in the office just want to be part of the show?
it, I think the show honestly started very naturally because we were the original eight. We're the OG. Mm-hmm. So naturally, we all got to be on the show, and everyone else came after the fact.
Mm-hmm. She started off very small. It was a boutique brokerage. We had a small office in the beginning. And then as we started to expand, we grew, of course. So it's really a blessing to see how everything has unfolded.
What do you guys each love about real estate the most?
I literally love waterfront properties the most. We live in Tampa. We have some of the best beaches, like I think in the United States. So I just love viewing the waterfront properties, and I love educating buyers on the home buying process. I think that's where I really get fulfilled.
I think for me, what I love the most, which if you watch the show, you'll hear what I love the most, but I love the money.
I was going to say, you love the checks.
I love the money. I love the freedom, right? I like to be my own boss. And I think I really like the, just being able to take part of such an important journey in people's lives when they buy one of the most important assets that they'll probably buy in their lives. You know what I mean? And it's very special to us for you to share that moment with us.
Right.
Completely. Well, speaking about the properties, right. I mean, I watched all eight episodes. I binged that. Then I watched all eight episodes again.
I love that.
It's great. I mean, listen, we have some great real estate porn in this show. I mean, do you guys do you ever get tired? Like, you know, are you just used to it by now? Or, I mean, do you get excited every time? I mean, some of these houses are just so amazing.
No, yeah. I mean, every house is unique. So you really don't see the same house twice. There's always going to be something unique and different about each home. So I get excited every time. It has not gotten old for me.
Does anything ever shock you in the sense of, you know, just like what wealth certain people have and like what someone does to their house and, you know, whether it's good or bad, like it may not be your taste and like they've totally overdone it. Like, you ever seen a house that just totally shocks you, either good or bad?
Yes. We've been to some homes we've been to some homes where people have very interesting choices of art. I'll say that. Very interesting pieces. And those are always eye-catching and kind of like, oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of money, and you know, what did you guys do one big splurge? You know, like, do you remember that when you either got like your first big commission check or just throughout your process? Like, I know there was a lot of talk about this green Chanel bag this season. Like, do you guys, is there one splurge that you made throughout your real estate career where you're just like, I'm just going to go for it?
So I'm a pretty rational person. I don't know that I did one big splurge. I think I probably, remember, I'm a Libra. I'm very well balanced, right?
Think so it out.
My spending was, you know, it was spread throughout, right? Not one big, but maybe a few medium size ones.
For me, I bought a property. I bought an investment property. That was my big splurge.
That's a pretty big one. And you spread it out more, Anne. That makes sense. Well, listen, we have this great real estate porn. We have big commission checks, but we all know that on reality TV, the deals, the real estate porn, the people, there's always just a little bit of drama. Now, we had a little bit of drama here on this freshman season of Selling Tampa. When Sherelle comes to you guys, like early on in the season, and tells you that she is splitting, that the commission, look, she's just doing what any small business is doing, right? Like trying to keep overhead as low as possible and profits as high, but now splitting the commissions, instead of getting 95%, you're getting 80%. You guys, you both kind of seemed okay with it when she told you this.
So I won't say... I will say I was okay with it. Was it ideal? Was it like great news? No. I think I try not to focus on things that I don't have control of. And that's one of the things, that's her business. She gets to run it. She gets to call the shot on how she runs her business. What I can control is my own production. So her lowering or her increasing or lowering our commission splits meant for me, I got to sell more houses.
Exactly. Same as Anne. That's what I told her. I'm like, this doesn't affect people who are actually producing, you know, like the more you produce, I'm not worried about that. And it was a temporary move for Sherelle. I respect how she moves her or runs her business. Again, we can't control things that are out of our control. Just produce. That's it.
That is such a healthy, well-adjusted attitude.
Just produce.
Hey, I'm a Libra, remember.
Just produce more and you'll make the same.
Exactly. Let's just do it.
Well, not everyone felt that way. Rena seemed to not be okay with this. So you guys weren't secretly like, go Rena, when she was speaking up and asking for more money and saying this isn't okay?
I love Absolutely. To hear Rena speak. That's one thing about Rena. She speaks so well. Anything she's saying, I'm always like, go Rena, go Rena. But I don't feel like she was speaking for me because I personally didn't have an issue with it, but I respect her valid points. She made very valid points and I respect it.
So I'm going to echo Colleen with this one. So Rena had great valid points. And although I truly admired her for speaking up about it, but it was one of those situations for me myself, although it was not like a favorable situation, not what I would have preferred, I chose to be okay with it and chose to do what I could on my end to make sure my income stayed the same or increased. So Rena speaking up did not mean Rena speaking up for me.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, speaking of Rena, we also saw her struggle throughout the season with, you know, possibly starting her own brokerage. You both, I mean, listen, I don't want to open old wounds between you two best friends.
Don't do it to us. We've healed.
You have healed, but that's what your strong friendship is all about. But you guys had different reactions to this experience of Rena possibly yes. opening her own brokerage. So talk to me about that.
So for me, you can go in.
What I discovered was that, and I think up until that point, I don't think Colony and I have had much differences in opinions, but at that point we realized something important. It was an important lesson on both of our ends that we won't agree on everything. Mm-hmm. And that although we don't agree on everything, that's fine. It's just how we choose to handle it that really matters.
Absolutely. Literally my same thoughts, you know, we're not going to agree. I'm very, not saying Anne is disloyal, you know, but I lead with loyalty. And I felt like in that moment, Rena was not, and I didn't agree with it. Respect everything that she wanted to do, but it was an absolute no for me. And I still stick beside that.
And Anne, you thought more just like, you know, all is fair in love and business.
Not even beyond that, I came from a corporate background where I understood loyalty is never to an employer. Because at the end of the day, we have to be honest, like we are independent contractors at the brokerage. Like we don't own the business. So at any point, as you saw, you could be let go. So I think I've learned to not really give loyalty to employers and really be loyal to myself and be loyal to my own dreams. So that's why when Rena said that she wanted to open her brokerage, I didn't feel any type of way. While I will say, okay, I can see from other people's perspective that her trying to recruit the two best agents is kind of like, okay, a kind of like crazy move, but I still stand firm behind the fact that I absolutely think there's nothing wrong with it. I don't think there's nothing disloyal about her wanting something of her own.
And that's my point, right? So in any other setting or situation, absolutely, you know, it's Rena recruiting Sherelle's top agents to go to her brokerage is where my loyalty lies. That was my whole point. If she wanted to go out and do her brokerage and not bring us with us or bring us with her, then absolutely. But for me, that's where the disloyalty was, trying to recruit you and I. So I wasn't here for it.
And she did it in such a way of you're like, are you trying to do this or are you not trying to do this? Because she kind of talked around it. But well, that's okay. You guys could agree to disagree on this matter. Look, Absolutely. The friendship has survived, right?
We survived.
Absolutely.
Well, a lot of people online are talking about this friendship. They're talking about like you guys calling like freaking frack and just like, you know, talk to me about like, what do you each like best about the other?
I love Anne because she is a go-getter, just like myself. You know, Anne and I, we have the relationship where we can do business together and still have a good time. So she's a super motivator as well and always positive. So that's really one thing I like. And Libra and Geminis are literally the perfect matches. So I think we just naturally get along.
Listen, I think maybe I just like the mystery of it all with Colony. I just never know what I'm going to get. She is a true Gemini. And yes. Listen, making plans with her is quite a task, but I think beyond that, she's just a truly genuine person. And as she talks about the loyalty on the show, that truly speaks to the person that she is. And I think, you know, that's why our friendship works.
When is your birthday, Colony? Because I am a Gemini also.
June 20th.
June 9th.
I close out Gemini season.
Geminis and Libra go very well together.
Yeah.
Well, David, sure. We'll make really good friends.
Listen, right. Geminis are, we're not maybe the best in relationships. We're very good friends, right?
We are. We're great friends. That's why I'm single.
And we are fun to go out with too.
Definitely. When's your birthday, David?
June 9th.
Nice.
Like right in the heart of the Geminis.
Oh, yeah. Like, you're a Gemini.
We're just not great to make plans with either, right? Like sometimes things come up, right?
I do.
Have you guys, being such good friends, have you ever had a situation like we saw, like you disagreed on the whole thing with Rena, but like, have you ever had a situation with business where like you were going after the same listing or same client, like has business ever, you know, it obviously hasn't gotten in the way because you guys are still friends, but has that ever caused any friction?
No, I think if anything, we would team up together. Like me and Anne are big on collaborating, so it would never be a issue of, oh, you stole my listing, or I'll be like, girl, let's list this together, if anything.
Exactly. A lot of times some of our listings don't even make it to the market because if I talk to Colony and I know she has a client and I know that she's going to bring me a competitive offer, then I know we have a done deal. Why not do a deal with my sis? Closing deals and deals.
Now, speaking of competitive offers, look, and I'm not shady here today, but I've watched.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, I got it. I have to ask it. Listen, I've watched many real estate shows. I never knew you could bring an offer for $3 million if something is listed for $9 million.
Listen. So the way I see it is it was an offer, right? And Peter, so he was like, he had all these visions and plans for the house. And I just knew that. So my strategy was a little bit different. And of course, I know a lot of people don't get it, right? It's a slap in the face. I'm going to be completely honest, but I just knew that, okay, it's an offer. We have something, right? Of course, I was going to try to work that number up because it didn't make sense. It wouldn't have been accepted in the long run, but it was worth a try. And I have to do right by my client. If my client asked me to submit an offer, who am I to say, no, I'm not going to submit it. Although, like, you know, I tried to talk him up before I submitted the offer, but clearly you see how that went.
And right. you did get him up.
Eventually. I got him up. And before we could submit the offer, someone else got it cash.
But that gets the conversation started. You know, you have to initiate the conversation. And listen, you were the only one who bought an offer. So kudos to you, girl.
That was your point. You're like, at least I'm bringing an offer, right?
Right.
What is the state of the real estate market in Tampa these days? Like, is it more of a buyer's market, seller's market? Like, what's the status of everything?
It's definitely a seller's market for sure.
Still a seller's market. Mm-hmm. The condo business, like condos are super booming in Tampa right now. We have condos being built left and right. And Tampa is the place to be.
It is such a lot of new developments going on. I mean, listen, Tampa is one to watch for sure.
I think I just saw, I don't know if it was the Ritz. It might've been the Ritz, like something like, I just saw some new developments.
The Ritz Carlton.
Yeah. The Ritz Carlton. And they're more than 50% already gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I live in New York City. So anytime you look at something like that in Tampa, you're like, oh my God, like your wheels just start turning of like, this looks gorgeous and it's a water view. And how much is this compared to New York City? You're like, huh, this is very interesting.
The cost.
We're getting a lot of buyers from New York too. I mean, they are flocking down here. It's crazy.
I could see that, especially with like what's going on in the world. And like, have you noticed a change, you know, just because of the world, like has that affected like, you know, like people leaving cities like LA and New York and flocking to places like Florida?
Well, I think because a lot of people are working from home as well. So they're saying, hey, why not, if I don't have to physically be in the office and I don't really like where I live, why not move down to sunny Florida where I can get something nice, more affordable, and I can still have my career because I'm working from home.
Exactly. It makes more sense financially, more sense with your lifestyle and just overall.
That makes sense to me too. Well, speaking of your guys' friendship, you said, Anne, that you guys are the nieces and the rest of everyone are the aunties.
Yes.
Even though, you know, some are around the exact same age as you guys. So what did you mean by that? You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body. And I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar. And my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures up my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
The only reason I made it through the holiday madness and rush of shipping the Behind the Velvet Rope merchandise was because I had ShipStation. And let me tell you, I am not about to fall behind now that it is the new year. If you guys had shipping delays, supply shortages, and had a crazy holiday with all the demand, and last year was a mess for you, you have to choose ShipStation. Why would you use anything but ShipStation? It's the easiest and most convenient choice for e-commerce sellers. What I love best is that with ShipStation, you can manage every order from Amazon, eBay, Etsy, even your own website from anywhere, even on your phone. And you also save money when you compare carrier options. You can choose the best shipping option every time for you. Ship more in less time with ShipStation. Use my offer code VELVET to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in VELVET. ShipStation. Make ship happen. I've been hearing from you guys with all of your New Year's resolutions. You guys want to save money. You want to lose weight. Well, one of my New Year's resolutions is to learn a new language. And for that, I've turned to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Out of all the 55 countries I've been to, Italy was one of my favorite, and that's why I personally am looking into learning Italian. Listen, Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Their lessons were created by over 100 language experts, and their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you don't have to learn Italian. You could choose from Spanish, Russian, French, Italian, over 14 different languages to choose from. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. What is better than that? Listen, right now when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to babbel.com and use promo code VELVETROW. That's BABBEL.com. The code is VELVETROW. Babbel, the language for life. If you're anything like me, you have so much going on and your to-do list just keeps growing by the day, the hour, the minute. This year, put yourself first with the help of Dipsy. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life. Anytime, anywhere. Close your eyes and let yourself get lost. Lost in a world where only good things happen and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasies in a safe, shame-free way. There are hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release new content every week. So hey, you never get bored. Variety really is the spice of life. For listeners of this show, Dipsy's offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/velvet. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/velvet. dipsystories.com/velvet.
Do you guys do what I do every January? First, you think about the year prior of all the things you didn't accomplish that you wanted to. Then you make a bunch of New Year's resolutions. And as soon as you break them, you feel bad about yourself. Are you in your own mind the way I was? Well, get out of your mind. Let me tell you, therapy can help you learn to be kinder and gentler to yourself and help you move forward. I have to tell you guys about Talkspace. Talkspace has been a miracle for me. First of all, they match you with a licensed therapist that you can connect with not only from your computer, but from your phone, anywhere on the go. I also love that Talkspace focuses on your schedule. They fit your schedule, not the other way around. With live chat, video, and audio sessions, you could easily fit mental health into your daily routine. I also love that your information is extremely private and it's just between you and your therapist. Listen, Talkspace can help you with anything, anxiety, depression, self-doubt. Make your mental health more than just another New Year's resolution with Talkspace. Visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code VELVET at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code VELVET.
So we originally like came up with that when we were just thinking about the fact that we were the only two at the brokerage that were like not only just single, but with no children. And we're like, okay, we're the nieces and they're the aunties.
Are you guys the funnest two in the office?
I think so.
Absolutely. Don't you think so, David?
I do think so. What do you think? No, I think you guys have the most fun. Yeah. Honestly, I'm like that. That makes sense to me. Well, listen, speaking of, you know, Allure Realty, we've only seen one season, but we've already lost an employee. Alexis, man. How do you guys feel about that? Like, what?
I love Alexis. I want Alexis to really focus on what's important to her and come back with a vision. If she does, you know, if she decides to come back or if she can come back, I want her to really be like, look, I'm here to stay.
Yes. I think it's one of those, it's a minor setback for a major comeback. I really do hope that she takes the opportunity to work on the things that she needs to work on and come back stronger than ever.
Do you think Sherelle made the right decision in letting her go?
That's a tough question.
I can't say what's right or what's wrong for Sherelle. I think Sherelle made the right decision for Sherelle.
Oh my gosh, why did you take my answer?
I mean, that's the truth.
Well, that's a very good answer. Do you think, you know, we've seen Carla have some struggles as well. I mean, is Carla going to follow in Alexis's footsteps?
I think you have to actually stay tuned to see what happens. Yeah, I think you have to stay tuned to see what's the latest and greatest with Carla. That's what I'll have to say.
We're going to have to, well, this is, you know, this is another reason for a season two, right?
Absolutely.
How is The Office these days? How is everyone doing?
Oh my God. You know, I think The Office has become like a tourist attraction because we'll get there and there's people outside taking photos. Like, it's really a thing in Tampa.
But so, besides that,
No, I was just going to say, I think the fans are really, really loving us. Tampa is really showing support and yeah, it's good.
I was just going to say, besides that, The Office, just as far as the ladies, we've remained the same people that we were before. The same things that you see are happening, the same conversations you see are happening while you see us on the show, whether it's talking about toes or whether it's talking about business, that's just who we are. The Office is still fun. It's still a little catty sometimes, and we're still about our money and our business.
For sure.
I love it. And you have fans now outside the office that are already like swarming and wanting pictures.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
If you had not for a performance, not having nothing to do with Alexis, but if you guys, you know, if you guys were in charge and you could let someone go from the office, just someone that you didn't really want to work with anymore, who would you choose?
David, you are messy.
David wants to get us in trouble.
Listen, Colony, I never said I wasn't messy, a little mess.
Colony, David said if it performance not included.
Yeah, like
oh
just
my goodness.
We don't have to talk about, you know, like just someone you may not want to work with on a daily basis. That's not so messy.
I love everybody. I think that's what makes us dynamic. We need different personalities in there. And I think we all kind of bounce off of each other's energies. And I think that's what works. I don't want to see anyone go, to be honest.
I'm going to go with Colony's answer. That's a safe answer.
Are you sure you guys haven't been doing media for years and years and years?
We were made for this, didn't we tell you?
We're born to do this.
You did tell me that. I mean, I would just assume maybe you would choose Joanna.
I mean, I don't know. Joanna may say something different than what I said, but I don't, me and Joanna are different. We have our differences of opinions, but I don't want to go as far as saying I don't want her to be in the office anymore.
Oh. I think Joanna is the nodding police and she is messy, but I think it adds a little bit to the office. It adds to us being able to, you know, to me being able to give her my opinion. And it makes for great entertainment in the office.
Definitely.
Listen, I've seen a lot of things in my time of watching certain shows, but when Joanna said to you, Colony, if you would like to be put on Sherelle's calendar, she will assist you with that. I have to say that is right out there.
Yeah. Messy boots. Oh, messy, so messy.
Joanna.
How are things going now with her in this new position that we saw her kind of promoted into?
She's being the same Joanna, as you can imagine. The same person you see on the show is the same in real life.
What about, you know, we saw Rena have all this discussion about maybe starting her own brokerage, but, you know, at the end, we think that, you know, maybe, and you were thinking now maybe like of joining her after Joanna was put in charge. And that was another great scene where you're like actually thinking of possibly at some point starting your own brokerage.
Well, I guess that's just one of those things that you will have to stay tuned.
So much is going on. How have your friends and family, like how have they been reacting like now that this has come out with a bang and is the number one show on Netflix?
Super supportive. I had a watch party with my family and friends the day it came out. And I mean, everyone, they're literally tuned in. They already have their favorites outside of me. They love Anne. Like they're so invested in this show. So the love has been amazing.
That's great.
I think for me, the feedback is people were just like surprised. They're just like, wow, you were the same authentic person that we know you to be. So people would just truly like commanded me on just being myself and just being authentic.
Yep.
What about, have you heard from anyone, like, you know, Nicki Minaj loves reality TV. Rihanna loves reality TV. Like, it doesn't have to be on the Rihanna level, because let's face it, that's a level that is just up there. But like, have you guys heard from anyone like that we know? You know, I mean, it's only been out for a few days, like where they're just like slipping into your DMs and being like, I'm hooked on the show.
For me, no, but let me check my DMs. I have not.
It's going to happen.
It's been crazy. So I don't know, to be honest, because I have not went through everything. It's just a lot. So I don't know. Maybe Beyonce may see our single ladies party.
The baseball bat. The baseball bat was epic.
It was.
Like I said, she looks like it's not her first rodeo, but hey, what am I saying?
What about, you know, our friends over at Selling Sunset? Like, have you heard from any, like, do you know the agents there? Like, did you watch Selling Sunset?
Oh yeah. I watched Selling Sunset before, like, we even had our opportunity. I was a fan of Selling Sunset, and they've been so supportive. We actually met them, I think maybe a month ago. We went to LA and we met them, and they were super supportive, giving us a little bit of advice, and they've been cheering us on. So yeah.
That's great. What was like one piece of advice that you each got from somebody at Selling Sunset, and who was it, and like, what was it?
Oh, Amanda definitely was saying, keep your NDAs on you. So that's one thing.
Yes. I think Davina told us, if you look good, it's hard to hate you. Mm-hmm. And either Jason or Brett, I still have a hard time telling which one's which, but either Jason or Brett just told us to just, like, you know, people are going to love us. Even in the moments that we don't feel like taking pictures, if someone asks us to take a picture, like, to just take it, because it's a matter of making someone's day.
You can make someone's day for sure.
That's all good advice. If each of you independently were going to move to LA and you had to use one of the Selling Sunset agents, who would you choose? And why? That is not a messy question. That is a business question. This is business. Answers David, just stick David, to business. I mean, there's so many of them that, you know, they're all busy with other clients. Like, they're not going to take it personally.
I would say whoever was available to help me out. I love all of them.
Any choices, Anne? Any preferences?
Okay. I may make a choice. Okay. I would pick Christine, because I want to see which outfit she's going to show up in to show me this house. You know, I want to see which car she's going to pull up. I want to see a few things. So I think I would go with Christine, only because there's so many questions that I have.
That is a really good answer, because I have a lot of questions for Miss Christine Quinn myself. You know, Christine is kind of the outcast in that office. You know, they all kind of, especially this season. I don't know if you watched this season. Like, this.
Oh, yeah.
Sure did.
This season was so good. This is probably the best season.
Christine had a tough time of it. Like, they weren't, yeah. You know, who would be the Christine of the Allure Realty?
I don't know. I did see tweets that someone said I was the Christine, but I don't know how accurate that is. I would have to see other people's opinions, but I did see a few tweets saying that, but
interesting.
I don't know.
I think that we're all, like, so different. It's hard to, I think our stories are different, right? Our backgrounds and our stories, the stories of our lives are so different that it's hard to compare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you guys think of Chriselle? Like, what do you think of Chriselle?
Oh, we love her.
I like Chriselle. She was super nice to us when we went to LA. She even invited us to her house.
Yeah, we went to her house.
Yeah, went to her house. It's so beautiful. Like, she's a sweetheart.
What advice would you give to someone who, you know, was just starting out in real estate, you know, that it wasn't sure that was the right career for them? I mean, look, it's a tough business no matter what city you're in.
It is tough. I definitely would say bet on yourself always, because you can never fail. You know, take that jump, take that leap of faith. And if you put in the work, there's no way you can fail.
I think my advice would be to, real estate is really a mind game, right? So, and that goes kind of like right along with what Colony was saying. If you truly work on your mindset around abundance, around there being enough for everyone, that's something that I've always been big on. I've always been big about visualizing the life that I wanted for myself. So that's why when people said, are you shocked about everything that's happening? No, because I visualized it already. I saw it coming and I knew it was coming. It was a matter of time. And now it's time.
You put it out into the universe.
Exactly.
What about, you know, because now that you are in the public eye and this is, you know, the number one show on Netflix, like, you know, are you the type to get starstruck? And if you guys could now, just like your wish list, like if you could meet someone, you know, like a Rihanna, be like whoever it is, like who would you love to meet from all this if you could?
So personally, I think I would, right now, I would like to meet my good sis, Lori Harvey. I feel like we would have a really good time together. And I love how she moves. She's just elegant and classy. And you hardly ever hear her speak. And yeah, I like the way she moves. I think
people say you look like her too.
Yeah, some people
I've seen that.
I could see that a little bit.
I've seen some people say that, but I just feel like we would have a great time together. What's her sign? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Maybe she's a Gemini like colony. Maybe
she must be.
Maybe that's why you love her.
She must be. What about, you know, like Sherelle, you know, Sherelle makes it a point, you know, at Allure Realty to hire like ideally like women of color, like and provide opportunities for them. Now this is on Netflix. Like how important was that, you know, for you to join, like how much did that factor into your decision to like join Allure Realty as opposed to like another brokerage? Mm-hmm.
That played a big part for me because I talked about it on the show. I came from a brokerage where there wasn't a lot of women of color. In fact, I think I was the only person there for a minute. And then I met Sherelle and she was killing it. And she had this idea, I'm going to start my own brokerage. And she already kind of knew me in the industry. She knew that I was a producing agent. She's like, I want people like you on my team. And when she told me her vision, I'm like, this is what I've been looking for. So it really was, it just made sense. It was in alignment with what I was already thinking about. So I went with it.
And what about for you, Anne?
I think for me, it was an opportunity to make a change. It was an opportunity to make a difference. It was an opportunity to build something that we didn't see before, to truly have that representation and show other women that look like us that they deserve everything. They deserve the luxuries that they desire and that they too can dominate the real estate industry.
Well, we also know that, you know, you mentioned, you know, we're going to stay tuned and watch maybe for season two. We know, you mentioned maybe one day you'll open a brokerage, Anne. And I mean, you told us that maybe the first person you would hire would be Colony and she would be your right-hand woman. Now, I know Colony, you didn't want to go work for Rena and you thought that was very disloyal, but what if your girl over here, Anne, started her own brokerage? Would you consider that?
I think you would have to stay tuned. If it happens season two, we will see.
Well, I know that you told us that you are still single, Colony. You're still single too, Anne. How's the love life? Anything you want to share with us?
I'm still waiting on my husband. I don't know if he's going to come via DM or plane, boat. I don't know. However he's going to come, he needs to come now because I'm ready to get married.
Let's just put that out to the universe.
Put that out there.
I am very much so still single, and I think I'm just handling my business until the right one comes along.
The real question is Cho still single?
I don't know. I don't know Cho's status. I don't know.
Did he end up buying a house yet through you?
We're still looking. Cho has gone in a different direction. We first started looking for homes. He wanted a primary residence. Now he's looking for investment properties. So we're still working.
You'll sell him something eventually.
Definitely.
Is there anything else you guys want to share? I like to give people a chance at the end to bring up anything that I haven't. I mean, again, I watched this show once and then I watched all 8 episodes again. So it's great.
That's so good.
Awesome. I want people to know that we all were really genuine on this show, really putting our best selves forward. Yeah, there's some drama, but I don't want the drama to outshine the message that we are intending to send. And that is, you know, anything that you put your mind to, you can do it. Representation matters. We are a diverse group of women and we're doing something different. And I want viewers to know that it's possible. Anything is possible when you can put your mind to it and manifest it, do the work. Anything that you want to go after, you can do it.
What about you, Anne?
I think I would want viewers to know that everything you saw absolutely is, it's us, the personalities. What you see is what you get. I want people to know that we are indeed a realist. We're real real estate agents, and the Allure office is right in Ybor. And I also want people to know that if you're moving to the Tampa Bay area and you're looking for a realtor, you need to hit me up.
Yes.
Hit me and calling you up.
See, there it
we
is.
We are working like agents.
Real agents. Listen, it seemed like a very authentic show. Like as the seasons go on, we're in season four of Selling Sunset. If you had to predict, who do you think would change the most from this thing called fame?
David, here we go with the numbers.
That is just a, you know, it could be a positive change. You could learn things about yourself.
Okay, you're right. It could definitely be a positive. You know what? I wish positive changes on all of us. Definitely.
That's nice.
Positive changes. So as we get more seasons, what I would love to see is the positive change that happens for Alexis, for her to switch her story around and for her to take it from underdog to just killing it.
Yeah.
That's I love it. Where can everyone find you online? Like you said, people that are moving to the Tampa area or people now that are watching the show that are thinking of selling their house or buying a house, like where can everyone find you guys so we can get you guys some business? Because isn't that what it's
yes,
all about?
Yes, absolutely. You can find me on Instagram at Colony Reeves. I think all of my social media platforms is at Colony Reeves.
Awesome. And myself, it's all of my social media platforms are Anne Sophie, which is AnneSophiePF, which is Petit Frere. So Anne Sophie PF.
Everyone needs to follow you guys and, you know, buy houses through you, sell houses through you. Congratulations on all your success in real estate with the show. It's great. I've been spreading the word. So keep in touch. You can come back anytime you want.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, David. It was nice meeting you.
You too, my fellow Gemini and my Libra friend. Love you guys much. See you later.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.